Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the message for the Royals today is a very simple, don't get swept. Like, getting swept, it undoes the work that you did in Toronto. That was a big series win for the Royals in Toronto, no question. Toronto is arguably the best team in the American League. The Royals go in there and win 2 of 3. They had put a string of really good series together against some good teams. They went to Wrigley and beat the Cubs. They took care of business on the road against Toronto. The Royals have had a very good and consistent stretch. We know what happened on Monday. That was a game that you probably weren't in, but you had the mistake with the base running error. Yesterday, you were in it for the early part of the game, and then Boston made a couple more hits, a couple more plays. They end up beating you in the end of that game, so they end up locking up and securing a win in the series. And Boston is maybe the hottest team in baseball right now. I think the message is just simple, just don't get swept. There is a drastic difference in being 3-3 during this stretch and 2-4 in this stretch. If you win the Toronto series and you lose this series to Boston, they take 2 out of 3, you're in the exact same place that you were in. You take a step back if you lose today's game against Boston. And now coming up, we've talked about it. You got games against Minnesota, games against Washington, games against Chicago. I mean, it is imperative that you win those series if you want to keep your playoff hopes alive. Rob, for me, the message is very simple for the Royals. You just can't afford to get swept by Boston.
We 1,000% agree. Now, we can talk about this later in the week. I think a lot of the agreement me and you have about don't get swept is built on this. The Twins are a carcass. Like, I bet if we went and polled the city, the average fan doesn't know more than one, maybe two current members of the Minnesota Twins. And after that, you have the Nationals and White Sox, who are the absolute dregs of the league. So there is a belief that if you can survive this front part of the road trip, you did in Toronto, you are not doing it in Boston. If you can tread water and go 3-3, you have a chance to really make up some ground when you play, 9 straight against a bad team. If you get swept today, the pressure is higher when you're playing those bad teams. But we agree, do not get swept. But a lot of my do not get swept energy is based on the fact I think they will gobble up some games. If it's this time next week and they've struggled with the Nats and the Twins, we'll be having a very different conversation. But for now, the message is correct, it's clear, it's simple, it's concise. Win tonight. And by the way, the lineup is out for tonight, and for the first time all season,
I was just going to ask you that.
Jonathan India is in the sixth spot. They have a new leadoff hitter tonight, so I don't know if that's a sign of it's time to mix things up, but it feels like the Royals at least think a shakeup is needed as the offense has been stagnant in Boston.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think this means? So for those of you that have not seen the lineup, Yastrzemski is leading off in right field today. Witt Jr., Pasquantino, Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez, Adam Frazier, Jonathan India, John Rave, and Kyle Isbell. That is how their lineup switches out today. I don't have any problem with them shaking things up and then moving Yaz up higher in the lineup and just giving him more of an opportunity. I mean, at this point, I think you can argue that he's the better hitter than Jonathan India. Right now, it's not about feelings or what you've been doing. It's about putting yourself in the best possible position in the best possible scenario. I don't have any problem with them making this change to the lineup. It's probably welcomed in a lot of ways.
I think it's welcomed. I still think the Royals made the right move with Jonathan India, but since the All-Star break, he's been bad. I mean, he had the walk-off against Cleveland on that Saturday, and that was a really cool moment. Royals win a walk-off. Walk-off home runs are always cool. But I pulled the stats. He is hitting 152 since the All-Star break. The All-Star break wasn't, you know, 3 games ago, and it's a bad run. It is early August. The All-Star break was about a month ago. You can't have your leadoff hitter hitting like Jack Caglione. You can't have your leadoff hitter, you know, hitting below the Mendoza line and tell me you're a playoff team. So you know what? I welcome the switch. Maybe it takes a little pressure off Jonathan India and he can get back to the regular 250, 260 hitter he is. You feel like you added Mike Yastrzemski. He's good against righties. There's righty on the hill tonight for Boston. Like, I like the logic behind the shakeup, but if it doesn't work, we're going to have more conversation about the offense, which I feel like we've done 120 times already this season.
Why do you think they've never really entertained Mikel Garcia as the possible leadoff hitter for this team? Is it just simply they want him to come up when there's guys potentially on base? Like, they were pretty quick, I think, to make this change with Mike Yastrzemski. They've never really been, at least it would appear, that open to trying to give Mikel Garcia the opportunity to be their leadoff hitter.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, I feel like maybe it's because for such a long stretch this season, they just didn't have run producers, and Mikel Garcia has been that guy, so you don't want to, you know, break that, kind of like you said, but it feels like he is perfectly designed to be a leadoff hitter for this team. It's just they're not leading him off. I said earlier, I still don't mind the Jonathan India trade with the advantage of hindsight. I wonder now if you asked JJ Piccolo, hey, hindsight being 2020, Mikel Garcia became this. Would you have done the trade still? I don't think he would because Garcia became the player they thought he could be, but I think the offense has been so stagnant, it's just like robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're taking out a leadoff hitter to add our best run producer. Now you're kind of jumbled up everywhere. I think that's the logic behind it. Not saying it's good, but I think that's the logic.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.